Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dare I Say It, Everything I Wish I'd Known About Menopause, is a nonfiction guide by Naomi Watts that focuses on menopause, perimenopause, and the broader experience of aging for women. Written in a conversational and accessible style, the book combines Watts' own personal experience with input from doctors, hormone specialists, nutrition experts, and other health voices. Its purpose is not only to explain symptoms and treatment options, but also to reduce the shame and confusion that often surround menopause. The book addresses practical concerns such as hot flashes, sleep disruption, libido changes, skincare, hormone therapy, brain fog, and emotional shifts, while also exploring the identity questions that can arise during this transition. It is designed for readers who want both information and reassurance, making it part personal memoir, part health resource, and part cultural intervention aimed at normalizing a subject that has often been treated as private or taboo. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, menopause as a lived transition rather than a hidden condition. A central strength of the book is its refusal to treat menopause as a narrow medical event. Watts presents it as a lived transition that affects physical comfort, emotional stability, self-image, and daily routines. That framing matters because many books on the subject focus only on symptoms or treatment protocols, while this one also shows how menopause can alter a woman's sense of continuity in her own body. By connecting symptoms such as night sweats, mood changes, and fatigue to broader questions of identity and autonomy, the book makes the transition feel legible rather than mysterious. This approach helps readers understand why menopause is often experienced as disruptive, even when it is biologically ordinary. It also explains why silence around the topic can make symptoms feel more isolating than they need to be. The book, therefore, works as a bridge between medical information and personal recognition, which is one reason it stands out in a crowded wellness category. Secondly, combining personal candor with expert-backed guidance. The book uses Watts' own experience as an entry point, but it does not rely on memoir alone. Its structure blends personal anecdotes with advice from clinicians and other health experts, giving the reader both emotional context and practical information. This combination is important because menopause is an area where people often encounter conflicting advice, outdated beliefs, or vague reassurance. By grounding her stories in current research and expert perspectives, Watts makes the material approachable without making it feel casual or unsubstantiated. The result is a guide that is more trustworthy than a purely anecdotal celebrity memoir and more readable than a strictly clinical handbook. This balance is one of the book's defining features. Readers who may be intimidated by medical writing can still follow the discussion, while readers who want more than personal reflection still get concrete information. In that sense, the book is built to reduce the gap between professional knowledge and ordinary experience, which is a practical contribution in itself. Thirdly, hormone therapy, symptom relief, and informed choice. One of the book's most useful functions is its discussion of hormone therapy and symptom management. Rather than presenting a one-size-fits-all answer, the book treats treatment as a matter of informed choice shaped by individual needs, symptoms, and medical guidance. That is important because hormone replacement therapy has long been surrounded by confusion and fear, and many women still enter menopause with little clarity about what it is, what it can help with, or how to discuss it with a doctor. Watts does not position treatment as a miracle cure, but she does frame it as a legitimate option that deserves open conversation. The same principle appears in the book's treatment of sleep problems, hot flashes, brain fog, and libido changes. Readers are encouraged to see these as real concerns that can be addressed, not simply endured. This makes the book valuable as a practical primer. It does not replace medical advice, but it helps readers ask better questions and understand the range of options available to them. Fourthly, body changes, sexuality, and the emotional complexity of aging. Watts gives particular attention to the intimate and sometimes uncomfortable dimensions of menopause, including libido changes, skin changes, and the emotional impact of a changing body. These topics matter because they are often excluded from general health conversations, even though they shape how women experience daily life and relationships. By addressing them directly, the book acknowledges that menopause is not only about reproductive change, but also about altered desire, confidence, and bodily self-understanding. The discussion of aging skin and sexual health is especially significant because both subjects are frequently commercialized or stigmatized rather than explained. Watts' approach is less about offering quick fixes than about naming what changes and why that matters. This makes the book relevant to readers who want a more honest account of how aging feels, not just how it is medically defined. The tone remains sympathetic and practical, which helps normalize experiences that many women have been taught to hide. That normalization is one of the book's most meaningful achievements. Lastly, solidarity, stigma reduction, and a new cultural script for menopause. Beyond symptom management, The book is concerned with changing the social meaning of menopause. Watts repeatedly pushes against stigma, secrecy, and the idea that women should simply manage the transition privately. Instead, the book argues for conversation, community, and solidarity among women, as well as better understanding from partners, families, and healthcare providers. This cultural aim is not separate from the practical content. It is part of the book's logic. When a topic is stigmatized, people delay seeking help, dismiss their symptoms, or assume they are alone in their experience. By writing openly and inviting others into the discussion, Watts helps create a more public and less shame-based framework that makes the book distinct from guides that remain purely informational. It is not only asking readers to learn about menopause, but also to reconsider the assumptions that have kept the subject marginal. In doing so, it positions menopause as a stage that can be discussed, supported, and navigated with more dignity than many women have historically been offered. In conclusion, dare I say, it is best suited for women entering perimenopause, women already in menopause, and younger readers who want to understand the transition before it arrives. It will also be useful for partners, friends, and healthcare professionals who want a clearer sense of how menopause affects real lives rather than just clinical charts. The main benefit of the book is its combination of accessibility and relevance. It explains symptoms, treatment options, and emotional effects without sounding detached or overly technical. Readers looking for a supportive introduction to hormone therapy, sleep disruption, libido changes, and identity shifts will find it especially practical. What makes it stand out from many other menopause books is its tone and positioning. It is more intimate and less clinical than a medical handbook, but more informed and structured than a celebrity memoir that leans only on personal experience. Watts uses her visibility to widen a conversation that has long been too private, and that cultural function gives the book a value beyond symptom advice alone. It offers information, but it also offers permission to speak openly about a stage of life that many readers have been taught to navigate in silence. If you would like to support Naomi Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.